That's right. I would really think you might be able to see better.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes, it does.
I might need an agenda now. I won't have one.
Oh no.
This is something to try on.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh my God, Facebook wants me to reset my password. Oh dear God.
I need a minute.
Oh God.
It seems like so sense. Oh.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh.
Jesus. Literally the same password everywhere I go.
You can't.
And he
has
their
morning or has contracts, you know, so they won't come and give us on something. So our people were used to get this.
Come on.
Something's different. It's different. It's 3 years.
Oh. I don't care. Just give me a freaking code. Dear golly. Jesus. Kind of. I think so.
He actually picked up my ear. Okay. Yeah. Kill everything. Looks closer to the hole.
What's it?
I have more cards.
Welcome, roll call.
Alderman Starr?
Here.
Alderman Varner?
Here.
Alderman Stevens?
Here.
Alderman Lockhart?
Here.
Alderman Kramer?
Here.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. First of all, I'd like to have I take a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor? Thank you. Okay, next to the mayor's report. Just want to thank everyone that was involved in the downtown lighting. It was a great crowd. It was nice to see everyone, and the weather, I think, was about a perfect time for it. I appreciate all of that. And I also would like to hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, a great safe Thanksgiving. It's a kind of a special time of the year to see family. Everything is very nice. With that, with Alderman Reports, Alderman Barr.
I do enjoy the Christmas lighting ceremony. Thank you very much. I just really appreciate everybody's efforts. The thing that's on my mind is, back in June of 2017, we did this. I didn't. I wasn't around. But the Onward Odessa Strategic Initiative was developed. And this included a public input session and 30 or more people from the city of Odessa. And the community really came together on this. The community survey done, planning committee, and the Board of Aldermen all got together to come up with this fantastic five-year vision for the city. I think we owe it to the people that helped put this together to go back, reassess, reevaluate, see where we are with this. We have made some good progress on this, but there's other things we need to probably reassess. But it's a fantastic thing. And I didn't even know it was helpful. Like, I went out of the MML annual conference, and Nikki shared this with us, and was really impressed with number one, community involvement. It's just what the city needs to be doing, including the city on stuff. And I would really like to see us go back to this and see where we are and where we need to go to finish it out or change it or whatever.
I also had a really, really fantastic time at the lighting ceremony. I want to thank the electrical department for the surveillance they went through beforehand with the little short outage we experienced. I'm sure there was a lot of people in town worried when the power was out 2 hours before we were supposed to do the lighting ceremony. So thank you guys for doing a great job with that. That thing seems to just get bigger and better every year. Seemed to be more floats. There was more attendance. The weather had a lot to do with it. It was nice. But it wasn't too hot. It was just a really perfect evening. And as negative as you hear things when you're in a position such as alderman, those reaffirm why we do this. It was wonderful, and there was a bunch of people and a bunch of smiling faces. So I really enjoyed myself. I want that all of you.
Alderman Lockhart.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, noticed that the trash bin is full after putting tree branches and stuff. And it starts to pile on the ground. And it goes dumped down. And then also, I was just wondering,
you come back.
I guess that's all I have.
Okay. All right. Alderman Starr. Alderman Stevens.
I just wanted to echo what everybody else said about the lighting ceremony. All the children and kids from the middle school and the upper elementary and high school that came and sang. I thought that was nice. The parade was extremely good. More entries and roads were great. So like the timber, thanks for what you do. That together it was great and good. That,
So it looks like we have. Oh, go ahead.
I remember the
line. Okay, go ahead.
We're having quite an issue with the trash with the bulk pickup. You know, there seems to be a lot of people that have pouches and stuff out in front of the street. They're not seeing it get picked up. And personally, I've called the trash company on a couple of them.
I'd like to add just the issue that we have with that is that they have to be scheduled prior to your trash pickup day, and you only get one item free per month. So if it's beyond the one item, you have to call Republic directly and then pay for the additional item. So I think that's where the miscommunication's happening, where we've tried multiple times to put that communication out, but it's hard to get it to everyone. And I think it's just a learning curve to an extent. Yes.
It don't look like we have any public comments tonight. There's no old business. So we'll move into new business. First off, we have proposed ordinance bill number 2022-24. Proposed ordinance calling for a general election in and for the City of Odessa, Missouri on Tuesday, April 4th, 2023 to elect municipal officers and providing for notice to the general public as required by law. First reading.
I'll make a motion to approve bill number 2022-24.
I'll second.
Second discussion? If not, I'll okay, go ahead, Steve.
Just wondering what we need to do to increase pay rate for persons. $50.
Okay. I don't think that has anything to do
with I know that's second have something to do with if you can't make the recommendation, if it's going to affect you for your upcoming years or something. Now, I don't know how it worked either.
I don't either. We'll check into that. But
I think it's just something we would look at during the budget process.
So I got a motion and a second. All in favor? Okay. Okay, bill number 2022-24, proposed ordinance calling for a general election in and for the City of Odessa, Missouri on Tuesday, April 4th, 2023 to elect municipal officers and providing for notice to the general public as required by law. Second read.
Most have approved bill number 2022-24, second reading.
Motion and a second. Further discussion? If not, roll call.
Alderwoman Starr?
Yes.
Alderman Barner?
Yes.
Alderman Stevens?
Yes.
Alderman Lockhart?
Yes.
Alderman Kramer?
Yes.
Okay. Next, we have bill number 2022-25, proposed ordinance amending Chapter 46, traffic and vehicles in the Code of Ordinance. First read.
Make a motion that we approve bill number 2022-25, first reading.
Is there a second? Discussion? All in favor? Thank you. Bill number 2022-25, proposed ordinance amending chapter 46, traffic and vehicles in the code of ordinances, second reading.
I'll make a motion to approve bill number 2022-25, second reading.
A second. Further discussion? If not, roll call.
Alderman Barner?
Yes.
Alderman Stevens?
Yes.
Alderman Lockhart?
Yes.
Alderman Kramer?
Yes.
Alderwoman Starr?
Okay, our next scheduled meeting will be Monday, December the 12th at 7 p.m. At this time, I take a motion to adjourn the closed session.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the closed session pursuant to RSMO 16.021. Section 2.
Second. Roll call.
Alderwoman Starr?
Yes.
Alderman Barner?
Yes.
Alderman Stevens?
Yes.
Alderman Lockhart?
Yes.
Alderman Kramer?
Yes.